T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is just a spectacular Monday, a continuation of what was just an incredible weekend. I don't care what you want to do. It was a really great weekend. I think the only people upset this weekend would be like the goth teens. You know, the people who are into goth. It's like, oh my God, there's so much sun out. I don't want to go out there. I don't want to get any vitamin D. I want to stay. I want to go where it's dark. But anyway, everybody else, I'm sure, had a great time. One of the things that I did over the weekend, it really was there's a lot of weekends where I stay home. A lot of weekends, I stay in my apartment. I run to the store maybe and get a couple of things. But there are many weekends when I stay home. And I really have this season, I've really enjoyed college football more than ever. And there have just been some great games, and I've just been mesmerized by some of the games. And I watched the LSU game and felt really good about, you know, picking LSU in the 10 points. I just had a feeling that they were going to really bounce back. Did that it was just a busy weekend. And one of the things that I did was I drove down and did a video with Amanda Shaw at the Bayou Relief Tour, the Amanda Shaw Bayou Relief Tour. She was in Lafourche Parish at the Thibodeau Family Church Center and offering free meals, free advice for people who were having problems with restoration issues, with contractors, with roofers, with public adjusters. And Children's Hospital was there to offer advice on coping with stress and anxiety because of this tragedy. And, you know, again, free advice and free meals and Amanda Shaw free. So it was a really nice afternoon. I think it's really great that she's doing it. She will be at two more places. The Bayou Relief Tour continues this coming weekend. She was at Assumption Parish and Lafourche Parish. This weekend, she'll be in two more parishes next weekend. We'll be talking about that as the week goes on. So it really is a great thing. But one of the things that I noticed in driving from I got off the, you know, the Highway 90, and I drove through Raceland and to Thibodeau on Louisiana Highway 1. I could not believe the amount of debris, construction debris, that I still saw out. I mean, piles. I would say some might have been 10 feet tall, and trees and giant trunks. And obviously this stuff has been sitting there for a long time. Lafourche Parish President Archie Chachon joins us on WWL. Archie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for coming down Saturday. Glad you got to make it to the
bye. Oh, man, it was really cool. And, you know, people said hi, and it was really, really nice. And I got back, and I checked my social media, and some girl said, well, I'm two blocks away. Come to my house. I'm going, well, I didn't find out in time, you know, so I couldn't make it this time. But, look, we have a lot of listeners in that area. We know that, and it's great to get down there. I really enjoy taking the drive. And what a beautiful day to take the drive. Man, I had the top down, and I was really enjoying it. And I learned one thing. You know, just don't get behind a truck. You know, try to get in the other way. Just try not to get behind a truck. And there were a couple of times when I'm behind a tractor that's on the two-lane highway between Raceland and Thibodeau. And, you know, you got to wait your turn to pass and be patient about it because they're just trying to get from one place to the other. But it was a great day down there. But Andy, I'm wondering why the trash is still piled up so high.
Yeah, so it's a combination of a couple of things, Scoot. I mean, it's along the state highways, DOTD, the state is actually responsible for picking up that debris. So just like we're seeing on all the parish surface streets, it's just the amount of debris that's out there. You're talking, in a lot of cases, you have 200, 300-year-old oak trees that were probably a couple of me in circumference that have fallen, have been cut. And look, Dr. Wilson, DOTD secretary, is doing a tremendous job. They've doubled the number of trucks. So they're starting to make a dent in it. But just like every parish and every agency who's picking up debris right now, it's just the sheer mass of it. You know, our piles continue to grow as
kind of
the region. And
Kind of breaking up a little bit here, but let's try and continue. So you don't feel like Lafourche Parish has been forgotten? You feel like they're doing all they can do to get those piles cleaned up?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like I was saying, okay. You know, Secretary Wilson up at DOTD has done a tremendous job with doubling the number of trucks to try to get this stuff off the ground. But just as you see us all facing, you know, more and more continues to come to the road. We have commercial businesses just like residences along by Lafourche on Highway 1 and 308. And as adjusters are making their way into town, you know, people are finally starting to gut their homes and clean stuff up, getting, you know, trees that were in the back of their property up to the front. So those piles are going to continue to grow. And hopefully over the next couple of months, we hit a peak and we start to get on a decline. But yeah. We're going to be at this for a while.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't forgotten. And if you were, we would call somebody or we would start talking about it to make sure that they were paying attention to you guys. Because I think I saw more debris and trash and trees. And I mean, like you're saying, like trunks of big oak trees. I saw more of that than I expected to see at this point.
Yeah, and it's going to be a continual project. You know, we're anticipating just on the parish surface streets that our debris contractor is going to be here probably till Mardi Gras, trying to pick up all of this stuff. Yeah.
Look, and so what about that little road, the two-lane road between Raceland and Thibodaux? Maybe we should talk about like an elevated expressway or something to like get traffic through those two areas. Business would be booming.
Yeah, no doubt, and traffic continues to be an issue for us. In the beginning, it was. You know, people trying to get back into town. Energy crews were working. We were blocking stuff off, especially that span of 308 between Thibodaux and Highway 90. That entire transmission line had to be rebuilt because it had gotten whopped during the storm. And now, you know, our agricultural industry has kicked into gear. It's sugarcane grinding season, so we have tractors and 18-wheelers hauling cane back and forth to the mill, to the fields. And, traffic is going to continue to be an issue until probably the first of the year.
You know, people were really nice to me because when I came, I took Highway 90 and my GPS was telling me to go a certain way. Apparently I went the long way because coming back on Louisiana 1, there was a sign that said New Orleans and I kind of kept going and I thought, wait a minute, maybe I needed to turn there. So I went back, I think it was 182.
Yep.
And so I stopped there at the convenience store, and I just want to make sure. I said, hey, is this the road that will get me back to New Orleans? Oh, yeah, this is a – should I go around the other – no, this way is better. And it sure was. And I'm going to have to look for that caution light when I'm on Highway 90 to make that cutoff at 182 because I went all the way around and came up Louisiana 1.
Yeah, it's a beautiful scenic route. You pass right by, you know, Raceland Rush Sugars, which is
in its
prime right now with the smoke billowing off.
Yep.
200-year-old stack while they're making sugar there. So look, Lafourche is a beautiful place to be right now, even though it's, scattered with storm debris and we're in the process of rebuilding. You know, I'm standing in downtown Thibodaux while I'm talking to you, looking at our 200-year-old courthouse. That got cleaned last week after the storm and it's shiny white again. So it's definitely a beautiful place to be right now as fall kicks into gear and we're doing college football with Nichols. We're doing high school football. We have sugarcane grinding going on and, still an awesome place to be, even after Ida hit us.
Well, and I saw the acres and acres of sugarcane, and one field would be harvested, another field the stalks would still be high. And you know, when I saw the sugarcane, it just made me think about the history of the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a great history, especially for us. You know, a lot of multi-generational family farms here, and we tend to get caught up with the debris on the road and the. They're rebuilding, but look, our agriculture industry was hit just as hard as anybody else, whether we're talking our cattle farmers with cattle that were lost because of either mosquitoes or bad water in the fields that they were trying to drink because pastures were flooded, or whether it's our sugarcane farmers that are having a hard time getting stuff planted because fields were wet and they're having to plant and harvest at the same time. So we can't forget about those guys. So when you get frustrated when you're stuck behind a tractor or a sugarcane truck, Just think about them for half a second and say a quick prayer for them.
And some really nice houses along the bayou area. That's if you're going toward Thibodaux from Raceland, it's right there on the right. A lot of nice houses that have like little pier areas or areas down. People were down around the water and just enjoying life on a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, Bayou Lafourche has seen a resurgence too. Now that the weir is taken out in Thibodaux a few months ago, in a partnership between the parish and the Bayou Lafourche Freshwater District. You can now traverse Bayou Lafourche all the way from the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico in a boat. There's no impediments in your way anymore. Oh, so we've seen a lot more recreational use of the bayou, and I think that's something that's going to continue as people realize what an asset it is to us.
All right, Archie Chesson, thanks for being with us. I just wanted to make sure that you guys were not forgotten and that everything was being done to help you when I saw that debris still out on the roadways.
Yeah, we're getting there slow but surely, Scoot. Appreciate all the time.
All right, Archie. Thanks a lot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. It's nice to know. Nice to know that they're not being ignored and that they're doing as much as they can to get that trash taken care of. I was just a little surprised to see so much, so I wanted to just make a call to Archie Chesson and make sure that everything was going okay. All right. If you want to join us, I want to add to the conversation trucking, the trucking industry. One of the reasons we're having a problem getting things, supplies, is because a shortage of truckers. Trucking schools are filling up everywhere. And I believe truckers make an average of $80,000 a year and well into six figures if you have your own rig. I would love to talk to you if you're a trucker. What's great about your job? What do you hate about it? If you're a trucker, what do you want to tell the motorist? Use this show to talk to the motorist on the road that give you a hard time and make it difficult for you to do your job. And why would you want to be a trucker? All right. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.